Texas Children's Hospital to pay millions, create first-ever detransition clinic in DOJ settlement. By Catherine Hamilton on May 15, 2026. The Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Texas Attorney General's Office announced a landmark $10 million resolution with the Texas Children's Hospital, TCH, on Friday, which includes the creation of a clinic for detransitioners harmed by sex-rejecting drugs and surgeries. TCH entered into an agreement with the DOJ and the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton that includes a commitment not to offer sex change drugs or surgeries to minors, $10 million in damages and civil penalties, and the creation of the detransitioner clinic, DOJ said. DOJ said the $10 million is to resolve allegations that it submitted false billings to public and private payers to secure insurance coverage for pediatric sex-rejecting procedures. The Justice Department will use every weapon at its disposal to end the destructive and discredited practice of so-called gender-affirming care for children, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said in a statement. Today's resolution protects vulnerable children, holds providers accountable, and ensures those harmed receive the care they need. The DOJ said in its announcement that TCH took significant steps entitling it to credit for cooperation with the department in its investigation, and said TCH remained cooperative, proactive, and solution-driven, as highlighted by its multi-million-dollar commitment to providing care to the victims who most need it. The Department of Justice is committed to protecting America's children, Associate Attorney General Stanley Woodward said in a statement. Today's resolution furthers that commitment and puts providers of so-called gender-affirming care on notice that this department will vigorously enforce federal law where children are put at risk. I am grateful that Texas Children's wants to be part of the solution and no longer the problem, added Brett A. Shumate, Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Division. Its commitment to providing detransitioner care is emblematic of just that. While the department is satisfied with the resolution announced today, our division will continue to work tirelessly to protect America's children and hold accountable pharmaceutical companies and medical providers who have taken advantage of vulnerable children under the guise of care. TCH released its own statement saying it made the difficult decision to settle with the Texas Attorney General and the Department of Justice, closing a chapter that has been wrought with falsehood and distractions. The statement reads, Texas Children's mission is to create a healthier future for women and children across Texas and the world. We are committed to serving all women and children, regardless of the ability to pay. We are proud to serve over 1 million patients annually. It is a privilege we hold in the highest regard. Over the last 3 years, we have cooperated fully with the Texas Attorney General and Department of Justice, navigating an unconscionable campaign of mistruths and mischaracterizations related to gender-affirming care. We produced over 5 million documents and conducted multiple internal and external investigations. These efforts have required significant staff time and financial resources to defend ourselves. All reviews and investigations continue to support the facts, we have been compliant with all laws. Today, we made the difficult decision to settle with the Texas Attorney General and the Department of Justice, closing a chapter that has been wrought with falsehoods and distractions. To be clear, we are settling to protect our resources from endless and costly litigation. This settlement will allow us to redirect those precious resources to focus on the life-saving care and groundbreaking discoveries of our exceptional clinicians and scientists. We stand proud knowing we will always put our purpose over politics and that we have and will continue to follow the law, the statement continues. We are grateful for and proud of our renowned clinical teams whose clinical excellence makes Texas Children's the nation's leading pediatric and women's health system. We remain a trusted destination for families seeking health, hope and healing, and we look forward to a brighter tomorrow for our children, our families and our state. This statement, originally posted on the Texas Children's Hospital website, was subsequently removed without explanation. Breitbart News reached out to the hospital for clarification but did not hear back by the time of publication. The Trump administration's crackdown on hospitals providing mutilating sex change drugs and surgeries to minors is a stark departure from the Biden administration, which aggressively pushed sex changes for confused youth and used all levers of government to force broad compliance. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.